Our story revolves around two great people, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon was one of the phenomenal sages. He taught Rabbi Akiva. There was a time that Rabbi Tarfon gave halachic ruling, and then he found that his ruling was in error. So he said to Rabbi Akiva, "Halach chamocha, Tarfon. That's it, I lost my donkey. I'm going to have to pay for that incorrect ruling." And then Rabbi Akiva, his student, says to him, "No, because that's found in the Mishnah, and you're not responsible for what's written in the Mishnah. They should have figured out themselves. Or it's not written in the Mishnah. So we find that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon talk and learning a lot. Rabbi Akiva had great respect for Rabbi Tarfon, who initially was his Rebbe and later on became his friend. There was one issue that Rabbi Akiva saw by Rabbi Tarfon, and it troubled him. Rabbi Tarfon was extraordinarily wealthy, and when Rabbi Tarfon used to give charity, he'd give exactly the amount he was responsible to give. Not a little bit more, not a little bit less. And Rabbi Akiva knew that Rabbi Tarfon had great potential. If he'd give more charity, a lot more people would have money. So Rabbi Akiva contemplated how could he give a mashal, how could he give an allegory to his friend, his Rebbe, and explain to him that really he should be giving more charity. When we speak to someone, it's always best to go in a roundabout way. We find that's the difference between David and Shaul. When Shaul is accosted by the prophet, he's told head on, what'd you do? So he says, I did okay. So then the prophet says, no, you didn't. And then Shaul ultimately loses his kingdom. When David is approached by the prophet gives him this whole story. And then after the whole story, he tells David, you're the man in the story. And then David immediately understands that he sinned, and he confesses, and this basically saves his empire, the fact that he admits to his error. So in this case too, Rabbi Akiva was looking for a way to say it to Rabbi Tarfon, and it's disrespectful for a student to tell his Rabbi, you know, you did wrong, and it's also not so productive to tell anyone, you know, you did wrong. So he figured out what he'd do is the following. He sat by Rabbi Tarfon, and he turned to his Rebbe and said, Rebbe, would you like me to purchase a city or two for you? Rabbi Tarfon said, sure. That would be great. If I had a city that I'd make money off of, I'd be able to learn Torah. Why not? Rabbi Tarfon gave Rabbi Akiva 4,000 gold coins to purchase the city. Rabbi Akiva went and spent all that money giving charity to different paupers. And primarily he gave to Talmidei Chachamim and people who taught children, so that all people could learn Torah. In those days, there were a lot of children whose parents couldn't afford to hire an educator for them. There were no day schools. So Rabbi Akiva paid people who used to teach children for free to help have public education. So he funded it. One day Rabbi Tarfon meets him and he says, did you buy me the city we spoke about? Rabbi Akiva says, yes, I did. So Rabbi Tarfon says, did you get a good deal? Was it worthwhile? Rabbi Akiva says, oh, you bet. We got an excellent deal. Rabbi Tarfon says, so show me. Show me. Where's the city? Rabbi Akiva says, sure, come, I'll show you. He takes him to the Beis Medrash. And they stand at the entrance to the Beis Medrash. Rabbi Tarfon says, what'd you bring me here for? Where's the city? Rabbi Akiva says, look at the Tehillim. A child there is sitting and learning Tehillim. That's the city. I gave that one who's teaching him some of your gold. The Rabbi Tarfon goes, opens up the Tehillim, tells the child read. Child reads him the pasuk and says, "Pizal natan leev yonim." He scattered his wealth to the poor. Tzidkato medet laad. His righteousness will live forever. Rabbi Akiva stopped him and said, "That's the city. It's a city that's never going to be conquered. It's never going to be taken from you. There's no better city than that. I scattered your wealth to the poor so that there'll be people learning Torah." Rabbi Tarfon stood and he understood what Rabbi Akiva did, and he understood that this was Rabbi Akiva's way of rebuking him, that he should have really been giving more. but that Rabbi Akiva wasn't about to rebuke his own Rebbe. Rabbi Tafron got up, kissed Rabbi Akiva on the head, and said, "You're my Rebbe. You're my Rebbe because you're smarter than me, and you're Alufi, you're my teacher, because you taught me Derech Eretz. You taught me how you're supposed to rebuke a person. What's the proper way to give over a message?" And from that day, Rabbi Tafron learned from Rabbi Akiva to give more charity.